and welcome to the Mean Time to Insight podcast, brought to you by Enterprise Management Associates and presented by EMA Vice President of Research, Seamus McGillicuddy. The EMA Mean Time to Insight podcast explores emerging trends and technologies in the world of network infrastructure and operations.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for this month's episode of Mean Time to Insight, a podcast dedicated to the world of network infrastructure and operations. I'm Seamus McGillicuddy, your host, and I'm here this month to talk to you about DNS security. DNS stands for Domain Name Service, and it is often referred to in simplistic terms as the phone book for the internet. It's a distributed system of servers that maintain records of what IP addresses are associated with domain names on the internet. And also for internal networks as well. So, you know, for instance, our website is enterprisemanagement.com. Type that in, you go to our website, but domain name server, a DNS server, will receive your request to connect to our website and translate it into an IP address that directs you to where our website is located on the internet through a managed service provider. So it's a critical piece of infrastructure that basically enables communications across wide area and local networks. And it is increasingly a target for bad guys. It is a attack surface that is increasingly exploited and in a variety of ways, either as a direct attack on DNS infrastructure or as a means of obfuscation and abuse, like hiding things inside DNS-related traffic. And I'm thinking about how enterprises in particular who have DNS services for both their publicly facing applications, but also have DNS services that facilitate communication in their internal networks, are concerned about the security of that DNS. A couple months ago, a security researcher published some findings he had where he had found a typo in the name of one of MasterCard's public DNS services managed by Akamai that sent countless DNS queries. You know, I think like users trying to connect to a MasterCard service of some kind, emails going out on the internet and trying to find a MasterCard email server, things like that. They found that one of MasterCard's five DNS servers, publicly facing DNS servers, was misconfigured in a way such that the top-level domain associated with that server was for Niger, N-E.N-E. Think like MasterCard.N-E or Akamai. .ne in this, as opposed to .net or Akamai.net or MasterCard.net. That little change meant that a lot of traffic that was meant to go to MasterCard's website or servers or applications was instead going to a unregistered domain out of the African country of Niger. Now, fortunately, no one had registered that domain. So all that traffic was just basically black-holed and like emails were getting lost or whatever. And this was going on for 5 years. No one detected it, so no one exploited it, apparently, until this researcher discovered the configuration error, the typo in the naming of this DNS server, and he registered their domain and then started getting all this traffic meant for MasterCard. But he didn't accept it or anything. He didn't like deploy a DNS service to steal all this traffic. He basically just notified MasterCard and said, hey, this configuration is happening. I registered this domain so that no one else can register it and intercept your traffic. But MasterCard responded to them by saying, oh, there was never any actual exploitation here. There's no actual security threat associated with this error. We're fine. But a lot of security experts disagree. Somebody could have registered a domain in Niger and intercepted that traffic and exploited it in some way. They could have read emails meant for MasterCard. They could have brought users to a fake MasterCard website and done, you know, who knows what with them, you know, like invited them to sign into their account, give them their credentials, whatever. I'm not a security researcher. I won't say with any authority what could have happened, but it didn't happen because this security researcher got in the way and notified MasterCard. MasterCard corrected the error. But it was out there. That potential point of exploitation was out there for 5 years. And it is just one example of how DNS is a potential point of vulnerability that I think a lot of enterprises are increasingly worried about. I published some research called DDI Directions 2026 in March of 2026. It was a survey of 300 IT professionals who are responsible for their DDI services inside their corporate networks. DDI stands for DNS, what we're talking about right here, DHCP, and IP address management. Basically, three different pieces of technology that work together to coordinate the assignment and management of IP addresses and DNS records and so forth across internal and external networks. So in that research, we asked the 300 survey respondents, have you experienced a security breach over the last 2 years attributable to the mismanagement of DDI, such as this example I just described with MasterCard, where they had inserted a typo into the name of their DNS service. 40% of companies in that survey said, yes, we had experienced a security breach due to the mismanagement of DNS, DHCP, and or IP address management. The key point of attack is DNS. It's increasingly a layer of digital infrastructure ripe for exploitation, both as an attack surface and a means of abuse. And that MasterCard example is just one major high-level example of what we're talking about. My research also asked these enterprise stakeholders to tell me, what are your top DNS related security concerns? The number one worry was malicious redirection of users. Examples of this are like spoofing legitimate websites with fake websites that sort of clones of the website and using some sort of DNS exploit to redirect them, hijacking a domain by poisoning DNS servers with bad information, things like that. The number two concern was distributed denial of service attacks, where someone, for instance, might flood a website's DNS server with so many fake DNS queries that it can't respond to the legitimate ones. And then those legitimate users that are trying to go to a website can't get there because the DNS server that brings them there is overwhelmed by bad actors. Number three was DNS exfiltration and abuse, that is hiding things like command and control communications during an exploit. Let's say someone's penetrated a network and is now telling whatever malware they've inserted in the network what to do, and that they hide that command and control activity within DNS so that it looks like legitimate communications. Or they might use DNS communications, they might hide data exfiltration as a DNS queries, like, oh, this is DNS traffic on our network. It looks like people asking how to reach our website, but what's inside of it is actually the exfiltration of sensitive data out of the network. The number four security concern was administrative errors that create vulnerabilities, which is what I just described above, the MasterCard snafu, and the 40% of enterprises who told us that mismanagement of DDI had led to a security breach within the last 2 years. Moreover, like all threats to cybersecurity, DNS attacks are getting more sophisticated. 56% of the enterprises that I surveyed in my DDI directions research told me that they had seen evidence of AI-enhanced DNS attacks on their networks. For example, extremely targeted spear phishing that uses AI to improve the authenticity of communications and convinces people to click on a link that looks like, your bank's website, but is actually a clone of that website. It exploits DNS to get you there. So DNS security is important. I hope that everything I said so far has convinced you, if you haven't already decided that for yourself before you started listening to this. So how are enterprises doing? We already know 40% of them have had some sort of breach associated with mismanagement of DDI, including DNS, but how secure are they feeling overall? Well, I asked them that in my research. Only 28% of the people that I surveyed in that report believe that their DNS infrastructure is completely secure. That's a really low number. So 72% of them know that there's something insecure about their DNS, or they suspect there's something, there's something they need to do to improve their overall protection of DNS infrastructure. We also asked them what they're doing to lock it down. How are you securing this stuff? 58% of them said that they're using a specialized DNS security solution, like a DNS firewall, intrusion detection, or maybe a DNS-focused DDoS protection system. DDoS is distributed denial of service. Things like that. Something that is specialized in understanding DNS attacks and blocks them, detects them, remediates them. These kinds of solutions usually come from a DDI vendor, like a provider of DNS, DHCP, and IP address management technology, or a managed DNS provider, like the aforementioned Akamai. I believe they offer a DNS security solution, and other managed DNS services providers. 52% of them said that they're encrypting DNS traffic so that, it can't be intercepted and exploited in some way, let's use this traffic we intercepted to plan a cache poisoning of a DNS server or whatnot. We see all these people are trying to connect to this bank's website, and this is how the bank handles DNS queries. Now we can mess with it. If you encrypt that traffic, it makes it harder for them to do that. 49% of them said they're monitoring DNS queries and logs that associated with their DNS services. They basically usually stream that data to a security information event management system, like a Splunk or whatever, or an XDR system, or a network detection response system to detect anomalies that are suggestive of malicious behavior, and then they can take action on them. And then 47% said they were deploying traditional network security solutions with DNS-specific policies. So, oh, I'm writing policies specific to DNS into my firewall, for instance. And then the fifth thing they're doing, there are many things they're doing, but the fifth thing they're doing that was done by quite a lot of them, 46% said they were implementing things like automation and change control around DNS to reduce the errors that I was describing with MasterCard, for instance. So they're doing plenty, but why do they not feel more secure? Like 58% of them are deploying a specialized DNS security solution, but only 28% feel completely secure around DNS. Like, what is going on? Well, organizations that are telling us that they are feeling more secure were doing certain things very differently, or they had certain conditions in place that helped them feel more secure. So let's go through them, because I think that you should be thinking about these things if you are worried about DNS security. These are the ways that you can go about improving your overall security posture of DNS infrastructure and services. Number one, visibility and awareness into all DNS assets. We asked people in the survey, how confident are you that you are aware of all DDI-related assets on your network? That means all the IP addresses assigned on your network, all the DHCP servers on your network, and all the DNS services on your network. Are you aware of all of it? Are you tracking it? Are you managing it? Are you able to discover new assets as they go live? Like if someone deploys a DNS server in like a new cloud environment that you aren't aware of, like can you detect it, discover it, understand what records are on it and how it's configured and things like that? People who told us that they had limited awareness and visibility of all those assets were feeling less secure. You can't protect what you don't know about. Automation. People who told us that they automated more aspects of DNS management and DDI management were more confident in their security. That means they're through automation, they have the ability to reduce manual errors. They have change controls in place that ensure that bad changes don't happen, like the MasterCard example. Incidentally, only about 11% of the people in the survey I conducted reported that 80% or more of their DDI-related operations were automated. So there's a lot of manual administration still going on in this space. Integration and management of DNS through IPAM. One of the key pieces of a DDI solution is that the IPAM solution, the IP address management tool, syncs with and provides management of all the DNS infrastructure. If you make a change in your IP address management tool, it automatically syncs with and pushes that change into the DNS servers. Like, oh, I am changing the IP address associated with this website. The DNS server that has a record for that website will be updated with the new IP address, and vice versa. I have deployed a new record in this DNS service, and the IP addresses associated with that record are now going to be updated in the IP address management system, and it's going to be aware of the DNS records associated with it. It simply makes sure that everything's synchronized, everything is accurate. Any changes that happen, you in DNS, you are aware of through the reporting in your IP address management tool, things like that. A key piece of this is that most DDI vendors will sell DNS and DHCP server software or appliances that they integrate with natively. And there's no real challenge with having that sort of integrated management across the different aspects of your DDI stack. But almost every enterprise I have ever interacted with has multi-vendor DNS. Like they might have DNS from the DDI vendor that they're using. They also use DNS that is bundled for free with Microsoft Windows and Active Directory. They use open source DNS. They use the DNS offered by their different cloud providers. They use managed DNS services from Akamai and others. They have multi-vendor environments, and most DDI vendors will integrate with and manage third-party DNS, but not all of it is consistently managed, depending on the vendor you're using. So basically, what I'm getting at is the more third-party DNS infrastructure that was integrated with and managed by their core IP address management tool, the more secure they felt about their DNS infrastructure. It ensures that any change in one aspect of your DNS infrastructure is tracked, detected, managed, rolled back by the IPAM tool. It keeps misconfigurations and dangling DNS records from happening. So extensive integration between your IP address management tool and all your DNS is essential to security. Next, DDI teams who have strong influence over how things like DNS are managed in the public cloud reported having more secure DNS infrastructure. I just talked about how like all the cloud providers offer their own DNS, and the cloud teams often deploy and manage that DNS without any sort of coordination with the team responsible for core network on-premises network DNS infrastructure. So you have like shadow DNS adoption, right? And some network teams are okay with it. They're like, yeah, they know the cloud best. Let them do what they want. But security is a huge piece of DNS, as we just went into. And cloud teams are not necessarily cybersecurity experts, and they're not DNS security experts. So they may have lax practices around things like security of DNS infrastructure, change controls and automations, ensuring that misconfigurations don't happen, that open up exploits like the one from MasterCard's example. Coordination and integration is key. DDI teams that reported having more influence over how things like DNS are managed in the cloud reported having better security postures with DNS overall. If you are partnering with your cloud team as a DDI engineer, a network architect, and helping them sort of integrate from a security policy level and like a change management level, all their DNS with your core approach to DNS, your overall security posture is going to be higher or better. Next, the DDI stack, the DDI technology that I've been talking about, is integrated with other systems. People were told me that they were feeling more secure about DNS infrastructure if their overall DDI technology was integrated with network controllers like Meraki, for instance, or Juniper Mist, because those are relevant to how you manage IP addressing and DNS. I'm not going to go into detail right now. Network configuration management systems, security monitoring systems, like a SIM, for instance, or an XDR, which is key to streaming DNS logs and queries information to them, for instance. Network performance management tools as well, which can identify traffic anomalies, for instance, that might be security-related. Network security solutions, and identity and access management. Integration with those systems correlated with better DNS security. And finally, the DDI team has primary ownership of DNS security. If the DDI team, the team that is responsible for DNS strategy and DNS management, has primary ownership of DNS security, people were feeling more secure overall. This doesn't happen very often. Usually cybersecurity owns all security, right? And many vendors in the cybersecurity and network security space will purport to offer capabilities to secure DNS specifically, but they are not DNS security specialists usually. So cybersecurity teams, when they take ownership, they don't usually deploy DNS security specialist solutions. They usually are just creating security policies around DNS, right? And that appears to be a gap. Now, one network engineer at a very large enterprise told me a couple months ago that as a DNS expert, he didn't think that his little island of responsibility and expertise, that is specifically DNS, was important to the cybersecurity world overall. He said that cybersecurity was the true center of expertise on securing everything, and he felt that he could abdicate responsibility for DNS security to his cybersecurity team. But I would argue that he was wrong. They don't know everything about DNS. They don't know how DNS is used in your network. They don't necessarily subscribe to like DNS-specific threat research feeds. They are, the DNS experts know how DNS should behave and what bad behavior looks like, I think, more than cybersecurity teams. And that is reflected in other things we saw in the DDI research that I've been talking about. For instance, organizations that told us that they trust network security vendors like firewall vendors and secure access service edge vendors to provide their DNS security, they tended to report feeling less secure about DNS. They are the traditional security specialists in their company. They are working with the traditional security vendors and they trust those vendors more, but they are also telling us that they don't feel that their DNS is secure. Organizations that told us that they rely on DNS security specialists like DDI vendors and managed DNS service providers, they were reporting higher levels of overall DNS security posture. They were more confident. The DNS experts do a better job as vendors and as practitioners. So my final word to you in this episode is, if you are responsible for DDI infrastructure, IP address management, DHCP, and DNS in your environment, you should advocate your expertise as a cybersecurity asset. And you should go to the table with cybersecurity, network engineering, IT architecture groups, cloud groups, and say, I have opinions on how we can protect DNS. DNS is an increasingly exploited attack surface on networks in general. Let me help you do something about it. So that's my key takeaway for you. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, Seamus, for all your great insights on today's topic, and thank you to everyone who listened. Learn more about Enterprise Management Associates, research and consulting services by visiting enterprisemanagement.com.